8:10 now, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock. What's happening in Wichita this weekend? Let's check in with Jamel Haloperic and visitwichita.com.
Hey guys, hope you're having a great Friday. We have a lot going on this weekend. It is so much fun going into fall. First off, Oktoberfest at Prost. This is going on over the weekend. You can get over there to Revolutia. They'll have German beer, German food, you name it. It's going to be authentic and it'll be fun. That's over at Prost at Revolutia on Friday and Saturday night. And then a couple of festivals also going on Saturday. We have the Prairie Land Beer and Music Festival. This one will be at Hyde Park starting at 1 o'clock on Saturday. And the annual Fall Great Plains Renaissance Festival out there at the Sedgwick County Park starting at 10 a.m. on Saturday. So a lot of festivals and a lot of fun in Wichita this weekend. So I hope you have a great one. Have a great day, guys. We'll see you.
Thanks, Jamel. That's Jamel Haloperic, and visitwichita.com if you want to know a little bit more about what's going on in our fair city. I can't, you know, hate to miss any Renaissance Festival, that's for sure. Probably have some jousting and things like that.
I figured you'd like the turkey leg, though.
Turkey leg is, no, I don't like turkey legs.
Oh, okay. It's our meteorologist from Channel 3, Ron L.
Yeah.
He's big into the turkey leg.
Oh, he is.
Well, remember, he lobbied for us continuously to bring him back a turkey leg from the state fair.
From the state fair?
Yeah. He was. That's one of his big things, I think.
I didn't know that, I guess. All right.
Well, he said it to you multiple times.
I guess I ignored him. Sorry. Today is the 27th day of September on this date in 1964. The government publicly released the report of the Warren Commission, which concluded that Lee Harvey Oswald had acted alone in assassinating President John F. Kennedy. And frankly, the controversy over that report and kind of about a big shot in the arm for talk radio across the country, because the conspiracy theorists came out and there was quite an industry on that. A number of books written over the years. Who really did it? Was the CIA plotting to kill the president? Castro, was he involved? How about the Russians? There's just about anybody you can think of.
The mob?
The mob, there. Did the mob hit him? And, Lee Harvey Oswald, was he the lone shooter? So, Warren Commission said, yes, he was.
Have you been to the museum there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A couple times. I haven't been for several years, and, like to go again. You know, I got grandkids that need to see it, but I haven't seen and know about it.
It's amazing that you can actually just Go stand right there where it happened.
Go up into the to the sniper's nest.
Very sobering.
Yeah. And, you see the photos where you've seen of the warehouse with all the boxes in it.
It's right there. Yeah.
Amazing. And, like I said, I got to see the grandkids down there and have them figure it out. It probably won't be as fascinating as it was for me because, I was in the eighth grade at Hadley Middle School when that happened. And a huge part of our lives here in the United States of America and the world, the assassination of Mr. Kennedy.